Lecture topic, giving ourselves to Allah Ta'ala.
There was a tyrant king, Ibn Tulun, committed a lot of oppression on the people. In that time, was a very pious person, Nan Hammal, rahmatullahi alayh. So this king got upset with this pious person for some reason or the other. So the instruction he gave was that he should be thrown to the lions, on a big arena, and everybody must gather to even witness this. So he wanted to make it like a lesson for others, that this is what will happen if others also oppose me. In any case, everybody gathered, and this person was now put in the middle of this whole arena. And then the lion, which was kept hungry for a while, a couple of days, that lion was let loose. So when the lion was let loose, it saw somebody, obviously that was its food now. So it came bounding and running at full speed to come and attack this person and eat him up. But then everybody is watching and waiting now. They are not knowing when this is going to be the case, that this person will be now history. But as that lion came and approached him, so the historians have recorded that it suddenly just stopped, and then like a kitten or it starts now purring around somebody, this lion started walking around him and just sniffing him and purring like one cat. So after some time, when this carried on, he realized that king is sitting also and watching this. He realized this is something very different. This person is not an ordinary person. And if he tries to continue to interfere with him, Allah forbid that he is going to now, the azab might come on him immediately. So in any case, they then restrained the lion and took it away, and this person was released. So he was released. Later on, somebody asked him, that Allah Ta'ala saved you, alhamdulillah. But when that lion was walking around you, what was going through your mind? After all, it's still a lion. And any moment, it's an animal. You didn't know that this will be the case, how it will finish off. So when that lion was walking around you, what was going through your mind? Now this is the lesson in it, that when Allah Ta'ala blesses somebody with that peace in his heart, so one is human nature. Human nature is something that's harmful, something that can cause some difficulty for a person. It's human nature that he'll be trying to save himself, he'll be even afraid, nothing unnatural about that. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he threw the stick onto the ground and it became a snake, he became afraid and he turned around to move away. Allah Ta'ala then instructed, no, don't worry, you take it, you pick it up again, it'll become a stick again. So that's human nature. But when a person is blessed by Allah Ta'ala, then even this can come to such an extent that it can overcome human nature. So in any case, they asked him, but what was going through your mind? You were sitting there still, what was going through your mind? He said, what was going through my mind is that lion was now circling me. It was also drooling. Some of its saliva was falling. So now I'm trying to figure out the mas'ala and the ruling, that what is the law regarding the saliva of that lion? Is it najis? Is it makruh? And what is to be done? Now his mind, he's sitting there, one lion is circling around him. He could become the morsel of that lion any moment. But his mind is so composed that he has the time and the composure to think about the mas'ala at that time, that now if this saliva has to fall on my clothing, on my body, then what is going to be necessary? I have to wash it off, or it's makruh. Now, subhanallah, what composure of the heart. But now this is not necessarily the case that everybody is going to even see one dog coming, then he's going to be very composed. He might run from the dog as well. That's human nature. But the lesson in this is, when a person truly gives himself to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala fills his heart with peace. Allah Ta'ala fills his heart with serenity, with that composure. And when his now heart is filled with that peace, he's not looking for that peace in anything and everything. He's content. And he's very happy the way he is. In those a'mal that he's doing, the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, he's very happy with that. He's not looking to try to make himself happy with this and that and the other. He's trying to find one phone somewhere to make himself happy. He needs to go to haram to make himself happy. He knows that is the disaster. That can never bring any happiness. That will only be a cover-up, a deception, that I'll get happy with this. But that's a disaster. So when the person has connected himself to Allah Ta'ala, so these are examples sometimes that Allah Ta'ala makes happen to make us understand that, look, Allah is the creator of the peace in the heart. It will never come through haram. It will come through the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala wills somebody, he'll give it to him in this very big and dramatic manner. But otherwise, you won't see it happening in that way where human nature also will be now overcome. But despite that, he'll still be at peace in all his situations. Won't be overcome and overwhelmed. Won't be that now he can't function in life. The basic thing is to give ourselves to Allah Ta'ala, give our hearts to Allah Ta'ala. The heart is given to Allah Ta'ala, the haram, we make tawbah from it, then we'll see the peace. In this dunya, it will be peace also, and that is what will take us to Jannat as well. Allah Ta'ala give us tawbah.